Have you gotten a report on Marcia's Presco?
No.
I have. From Jaime Benitez, who was there and took notes on it. The American press, everybody was there, everybody represented. He made exactly the statement that you promised us to make. He talked about the victories. He said he wanted a ceasefire, and he had communicated his desire for a peace ceasefire to the papal nuncio, that he had agreed to order a ceasefire as soon as Weston indicated that he was willing to do it. Then this damned lousy American press said, what about the 2,500 Marines who have been parachuted into Weston's camp? They're just damn provokers. He said he didn't know whether that was true, but he said even so, we believe in the president's statement as to the purpose of the troops there, and we trust the American government to stand by its commitment not to favor either side. And another one of our great loyal pressmen said, what will you do if the American Marines join with Weston? And he said, I don't believe they will. But if they do, we will, of course, repel aggression, but I don't believe that they will. He was then asked, what is the next step? And he said he hopes that the OAS will enter the situation and set up some interim kind of arrangement. Then he said that he wanted to make a request to the press. He said that these soldiers and fighters are Dominican Democratic heroes. He said, please don't try to convert them to communist heroes. There aren't that many communist heroes, and what you're doing is giving the communists credit that they don't deserve. That's a rundown on it. So that part of it's okay. Now if we can...
God, I think it's worse than before we started.
Why?
Well, because it is communist. And he's misleading them. He's just fronting them. That's number one. Number two, he says that he will fight and resist our trying to keep it out of the communist hands.
No, he didn't say that. He said that if our Marines fire on them.
Well, you know damn well, to me, there's not going to be... I think our choice is whether we're going to have Castro or intervention, one of the two. I think that the worst domestic political disaster we could suffer would be Castro takeover. I just don't think we can have that. I think that what he's doing is creating a Morse party in this country and his wife and so forth. If we're not awfully careful while we wait, we get another Castro. I don't see how we're going to avoid it if we're not awfully careful. Now tell me your views.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
The important thing now is to have Weston join in the call for a ceasefire.
That's what we're trying our best to do.
Now, if the fighting continues, then we will draw a line between Bosch and the Democratic people on the one hand, the Castro people on the other.
If we can do that.
But the people who are continuing to fight are the Castro communists. Here are the names and identities of some of them. And it's obvious that in the interests of the democratic forces and the great people of the Dominican Republic, we must help them against the communists Bosch has said he's opposed to, and who are the enemies of the people of the Dominican Republic.
That's wonderful that it works out. There's
a clear slice between the democratic people and the Castro people.
Good. Now, will you call Tom Mann? Just let me get the operator to give you Tom Mann. You tell him I ask you to go over this with him and for them to use every power they can to get Weston to agree to ceasefire. I've already asked our military to do it.
Yes,
and follow through. And then we're trying at 3 o'clock to get the OAS to send people in there.
Right.
If there's any way in the world that Benitez could get Bosch to ask anybody in the OAS to please hurry down there, we might be able to do that before we send Marines down, you see.
That'd be wonderful.
And I believe that Benitez might get Bosch to call the Secretary General or somebody and say, I've asked for ceasefire. Wesson's going to ask for ceasefire. The United States has asked for ceasefire. Up to now, they're distributing food to both sides. They're not doing anything. Sure, we landed them in an airport that's presumably Wesson controlled. But we tell both sides. We tell Wesson and we tell the other side. All we want is ceasefire and let the OAS handle it.
Right.
But we're not going to do that if Castro takes over, and we don't want Bush or anybody else to think that.
No, sir.
So I'll transfer you, Tom. You tell Tom to try to get Wesson to agree to this, and then you go back to try to get Bush to ask Tom who would be the person in the OAS that could be most effective. By Bosch's call, because they're meeting at 3, and what they're going to do is say, well, we've got to go back to our governments, and they're going to put off another day, and I'm not going to wait another day, because I know that I got the leadership coming in at 5, and they're going to be unanimous.
Right, I want to do that.
Just a minute, let me get...
Operator.
Mr. Fortas wants to be transferred to Tom Mann on urgent call.
Yes, Mr. President.